This is Valley Edition. It's been a little less than a year since Carol Goldsmith became the new president of Fresno City College. A lot has happened since then. The campus is moving ahead with building plans made possible thanks to Measure C, a $485 million bond measure approved by voters last year for the State Center Community College District. A good portion of that money is being set aside for FCC, and the campus is currently reaching out to the community as part of that effort. Carol Goldsmith joins us now on Valley Public Radio. Carol, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate the time.
Before we talk about the building projects that are going on, when you took this position a little less than a year ago, you said you would go about listening to the campus.
Yes, I have.
What have you heard?
Well, one thing I've heard, not only on the campus, but in our community at whole, so many people's careers started at Fresno City College. I'm amazed every day how many notable alumni are in leadership positions and throughout Fresno and actually throughout the Valley. We're the number one trainer in our first responders. You know, our nursing program is the largest in the state of California. We have a fire and police academy that trains the bulk of our police and fire throughout the city. In fact, our fire captain here at Fresno is an alumni. Margaret Mims is an alumni. I've been amazed at how many people, not only in the healthcare profession, but just average people have started their career at Fresno State, or excuse me, started their career at Fresno City College and then transferred to Fresno State.
And you yourself, a Fresno State alum.
I am, and a proud alum.
Back in Fresno now, you had served as president of West Hills College in Coalinga.
Yes, I am.
And now here, was that a difficult decision to leave West Hills and come here?
You know, it was and it wasn't. I loved West Hills. I was there for a number of years, but my home is Fresno, and I never got rid of my home where I raised my children. So for me, it was really about coming home. It was perfect timing. My son was coming home from the Army, and I have a grandson, so it was all about coming home and serving my hometown.
So let's move on to the items at hand with
sure.
This big spending, big building project that is spending a lot of money to improve the campus. What is in store for Fresno City College as far as change and new construction?
Sure. Well, I think it's important, to thank all the voters because, $500 million will be spent throughout the Valley, both at Reedley College, Clovis, Madera Center, Oakhurst, and, of course, at California's first community college, which is Fresno City College. About $225 million of it will be going to Fresno City College. We'll be doing a number of building projects. One is that we're going to be looking at our police and fire academies, making sure they have a brand new home that really is high tech and really suits their needs. They're training the Valley majority of first responders in old facilities, so we want to bring those facilities up to date. Also, we'll be focusing on our Career Technical Center, which is out on Jensen and Annadale. We do automotive training out there, manufacturing, a whole host of industrial-type careers. We'll be revamping that and looking at possibly new facilities for that whole so important career technical education, making sure people have the right education to get the jobs. And then, of course, looking at math and science right now, we know that the bulk of new careers are focusing in that whole math, science, and engineering. It's our largest division, so we'll be having a brand new home for math, science, and engineering. And of course, if you've ever been at Fresno City College, we have a bit of a parking issue. So we are looking at parking expansion and addressing some of the challenges there and coming up with new and creative solutions to our parking concerns.
So one unique thing about your college is it's a historic site.
Yes.
You have the old administration building. You're in a historic part of town.
Yes.
Surrounded by neighborhoods.
Yes.
So there's not really a place to grow out so much.
That presents an interesting challenge for us. So we're working very closely with our community partners and our neighbors as well as our architects. That's why the event on May 22nd is so important. We want to make sure that we honor the historical preservation of that entire area. And we also understand that we're an urban college. In fact, we're the fifth largest city in the state. Fresno City College is the first community college in California, and we want to honor that historic legacy. So our solution has to reflect our urban nature.
So how do you go about being a good neighbor with trying to grow and sure. offer more services sure. as the enrollment has grown?
Right.
Sometimes you hear from neighbors in the area, well, people are parking on my street, or there's impacts to the community. How do you try to balance those things?
Certainly. One thing, we're working very closely with our neighbors. In fact, this would be the second event that we had. The first event was last week. ASG, our student leaders, along with myself and some faculty, we walked the neighborhood, personally inviting our neighbors. We walked about a mile radius around the campus, inviting people, wanted them to be part of the conversation. We're working very closely with our council members at City Hall, as well as the mayor's office. Both Mayor Brand and Councilwoman Soria were at the event. I suspect they'll be at subsequent conversations. It's important for us to be able to hear our neighbors in our community. And, you know, I tell you, I was impressed by the number of solutions that our neighbors gave us. And I think Councilwoman Soria had some information that she may take back and do a little homework on as well. So we'll continue to work very closely with the city and our community.
How much of the spending for the new construction is set in stone at this point? Now, when voters approved this, there was talk, you know, the Mass Science Building is part of this. But how much is still to be determined versus how much is we already know that we're going to do A, B, and C?
Sure. Well, the A, B, and C is pretty much already laid out in terms of the projects itself. Again, it's police and fire academies. It's the new career technical center. It'll be Mass Science and Engineering parking expansion. Then also there'll be a new West Fresno campus, and that endeavor is also on a parallel track, working with the community in West Fresno and really making sure we listen to those voices. There's been a lot of work done with the new Southwest Fresno plan that was presented recently to the Fresno Chamber of Commerce, as well as the City Council. So we take a look at that, and that will help inform our decisions. We're right now creating stakeholder groups for that particular area and making sure we hear all the voices and work closely with them. And Oliver Baines, because that is the councilman who represents that area.
What sort of programs do you see offering or being offered in that campus?
Sure. Well, one of the things we do know now is that we want to ask the residents and the students who are from West Fresno now, and looking at their majors, it's a whole host of majors. Many of them, students, like all students, want to transfer to the four-year. So I suspect we'll see some very high academic programs, as well as probably some career technical programs as well. Those are the conversations that we need to have with the residents and the employers to find out what's really needed. And we want to make sure whatever we have, it'll be transferable to the university level as well.
Going back to the construction, you
sure.
mentioned parking and looking for creative solutions. Is that as simple as building a parking garage, or is it something else that you're looking at?
Well, you know, we're looking at a lot of things. Right now, we're in discussions with Fresno State about writing a grant for how do we use technology to do better ride sharing to reduce the number of cars that students take. I think our student population now are very concerned about the environment, so not everybody drives a car. Many people are into ride sharing. We want to be able to see if we can create a platform that would allow for people to take a better use of ride sharing. So we'll be continuing to work with our partners, both at the Air District Board, Fresno State, and working with the folks at Better Blackstone, a whole organization focusing on how do we reduce our carbon emissions and make better use of our space. So yes, we need parking space, but I also think we need to change some of the behaviors of how we transport one another.
As part of this plan, do you see efforts from the campus to try to integrate with what the city is doing on Blackstone and the Bus Rapid Transit line that'll begin operating within the next year?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, what we're looking at is we've been in conversation with the city looking at those bus routes, but what we want to do is try to kind of align our start times so they'll also be in sync with classes starting on time. The fact that rapid transit is going to be coming right down in front of our campus really may change the front door of Fresno City College, and we're pretty excited by it.
Are there any plans to do that, to extend more towards Blackstone? You have obviously Ratcliffe and
sure.
some administrative support functions that go up to Blackstone, but
right.
the heart of the campus is more towards the neighborhood there.
Sure. Well, you know, Fresno City College, when it was first built many, over 100 years ago, it was really on the outskirts of town, and now the town has really grown up around Fresno City. And as you pointed out, we have Ratcliffe Stadium across the street where, you know, it was the place where dreams were broken. We want to continue to have that facility be restored to its heyday. While it's not part of the bond project, we are very aware of the needs that we need to be able to improve Radcliffe Stadium, to restore it to its grandeur. And we also have a number of programs that are across the street. So we'll be working and trying to look at what does our footprint look like. Right now, all of the possibilities are on the table. You know, one thing about being a city college is that while our footprint is currently in one location, we do have the ability to look at multiple locations. So we're going to be trying to figure out what's best for our students, what's best for our community.
I want to go back to something you mentioned about career technical education. There's so much talk about that right now from State Center, your campus as part of that. Fresno Unified is talking about that on the statewide and even the national level. That's one of the buzzwords out there right now. With all those things going on, how do you make sure that you're not being duplicative of other services and trying to make all these things work together and fit the needs of where the jobs actually are?
Right.
Because we've heard about that disconnect for a long time. I'm not sure how much that still exists, but how do you see the activities that you plan on taking as part of this project fitting in with everything else?
Sure. Well, one thing about the California Community College Systems, a few years ago, I had the distinct pleasure and honor of serving on a statewide task force focusing on workforce development and the new careers that California is looking for, and making sure we have the proper training that really creates these guided pathways from K-12 to the university to employment. So the work that Fresno City College has done has really been in tandem, working with Jim Yovino at the Fresno County Office of Education, working with all the good folks at Fresno Unified, and how we can marry our programs together. In fact, currently, we have a number of our college programs that students can take at the local high school and start their college career early in their high school years. So we're working very closely with Fresno Unified and Central Unified, as well as our employers. So that disconnect, I think, is narrowing, and we're seeing more alignment both from the K-12, the community college, and the CSU. I'm really proud of the work that we're going to be doing, especially as it relates to career technical education and looking at how we do our new facilities out at Annadale and Jensen.
What's the timeline for construction? Is this on the near horizon, or is this something that we're going to see in the next decade?
You know what? I think it's probably more of a five to 10 year outlook right now. Right now, we are in the discovery phase. We're looking at gathering information both from the campus. We've had a host of planning sessions with faculty and staff. We had the community event. We'll have another community event. So April, May, June, we're in discovery. And then we're working with our architectural planners and other folks in the city to make sure we compile and review this data and really try to come up with a plan. Our goal is to be able to work over the summer. And then when our faculty come back in August and September, we'll review the plans that we have for possible site locations for various places and have more campus dialogue, and then take something to the board for their approval in October, November. So that'll be the planning process. And as you can well imagine, working with California Department DSA and our architectural approval process, that takes some time. It takes some time. So I suspect over the next 5 years, you're going to see a lot of growth going on at Fresno City College.
You have this event coming up. Tell us about it.
So yeah, it's May 22nd. It's the second part of a conversation that we started. And in fact, in many aspects, I think this meeting is even more important than our first conversation. The first conversation was about reminding people about Measure C, what we are going to be doing. This is going to be more of an action-oriented whiteboarding session with our architectural planners. That's why it's so important that we get our community members out. We want to hear from the community. We're following up with everyone who attended that first meeting. They'll be personally invited to come back, coming onto your show, letting other people know. Even if you didn't go to the first meeting, we want to have you there. We want to hear from you. May 22nd, 5:30 to 7:30 in the old administration building.
Lots of big things on the drawing boards for the oldest community college in California, Fresno City College, getting about half of the proceeds from Measure C, that $485 million bond measure, new construction, including parking and new facilities for important programs there and other sites throughout the community.
One more thing for your listeners. You know, Fresno City College, besides being the first, Currently, we're serving about 34,000 students. So I thank you, everybody at Fresno City College. Thanks, the voters. All of our students, thank you. And thank you for having me on the show.
Carol Goldsmith, president of Fresno City College, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.